Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Eimear McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI received an audience on Friday morning the President of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili. A statement from the Vatican press office said that during the meeting, the Pope renewed his appeal that the difficult situation in the region be resolved through dialogue and negotiation between the parties concerned. Pope Benedict also encouraged a peaceful coexistence among believers of different religions for the common good. Situated at the juncture of Eastern Europe and Western Asia, bounded to the west by the Black Sea, to the north by Russia, Georgia is an independent state since 1991. Like many post-communist nations, it suffered from economic crises and civil unrest during the 1990s. After the Rose Revolution, the new political leadership introduced democratic reforms, but the nation continues to suffer slow economic growth. In August 2008, Georgia engaged in an armed conflict with Russia and separatist groups from South Ossetia. After mediation by the European Union, the parties reached a preliminary ceasefire agreement on August 12th. During Friday's meeting with Pope Benedict XVI, the Georgian leader, who was accompanied by his wife, recognized the positive humanitarian contribution of Caritas, which is operative in the region. And he renewed the commitment to favor intercultural exchanges. At the end of the audience, in the customary exchange of gifts, President Saakashvili gave the Pope two icons, one depicting a famous Georgian monastery and another with an image of Saint George. The Pope in turn presented the leader with a fountain pen styled along the design of Bernini's columns. After his meeting with the Pope, President Saakashvili met with the Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, who was accompanied by Monsignor Dominique Mamberti, Vatican Secretary for Relations with States. I'm Eimear McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.